charismatic, justice-seeking congregation. I am the Reverend Tracy Springberry. I use the pronouns she and her, and it is my delight to serve you. I will be gone, if you haven't heard, for a few weeks, maybe a little more than a few weeks. I'm going to General Assembly for the Unitarian Universalists and Ministry Days for UU ministers next week. And then I will be on vacation and study leave, where I have a stack of books aside to read, and we will see how that goes. Anyways, I just want you to know that every person is welcome here. No matter what your how you express your gender, no matter your immigration status, no matter who you love, you are welcome here. You're welcome here if you came alone. You're welcome here if you came with a group of people. You're welcome here if today your heart is heavy or if it is filled with joy. And for people online, you are welcome as well. And later in the service, we're going to do a small ritual. So if you have something to write on, maybe some water and salt, water and something beautiful, that would be lovely. After the service, we have coffee downstairs and coffee online. And so welcome to everyone this morning. Now we will greet each other. Our question this morning is, what makes you feel safe?
Singing for us.
Maura up to light our chalice this morning. So we light this chalice for the symbol of our faith, for all the ways that Unitarian Universalists, past and present, bring justice into the world. Let us say our affirmation together. Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful and what is mysterious. Let us open our minds to learn what is true and what is mysterious. Let us open our hearts to love ourselves and our neighbors.
Good morning, good morning. I'm Ashley Ulmer. I'm your lay leader today. Some of you may see that I'm wearing the same thing that I wore yesterday at the No Kings protest in Beaverton, and did so to let it be my cloak that absorbed the magical pragmatism of yesterday's mass gathering of hope that yields more of that same energy today and every day. This morning's reading is by Karen G. Johnson. Do not be alone right now. Gather together. Gathering together grows courage in ourselves and in others who see the number swelling. It is a small thing, but right now it is an important thing. Great sources of wisdom remind us, just because you cannot stem the tide of all hate, it is still right to do the thing you can do. These things add up. Your one thing, my one thing, his one thing, their one thing, and her one thing. Together, it becomes a big thing. Do not be alone right now. Any liberation, all liberation, is collective liberation. My freedom is bound with yours and yours with mine inextricably. Let us together cast our lots doing this big thing, bending the moral arc of the universe towards justice. In gratitude and giving this morning, we have Nora, the daughter of Miranda Wood, and Rosie, the granddaughter of Larry and Virginia Quimby, coming to help us be ushers. And if you would just stand by for 1 second. We have also an announcement from Annie Vigileos regarding the Good Neighbor Center receiving the Donate the Basket this time.
Good morning, everybody. As you know, we do this Donate the Basket thing where we choose an agency to receive that money for 3 months every quarter. And this particular quarter, it's the Good Neighbor Center in Tigard, and this is the last of the donations that we will gather for them for this quarter. So just to let you know, if you're not familiar, the Good Neighbor Center is a family shelter that's in Tigard, on Greenberg Road. They were opened in 1999, and they empower families that are experiencing insecurity by providing shelter, resources, and support for lasting stability. There are very few family shelters in this part of Washington County. And as you can imagine, back in 1999, there was a need. But, you know, fast forward to now, and it's probably just exponential, doesn't even probably cover it. So they can do 9 families at a time. That seems like a small thing, but to those 9 families, it's everything. They will allow you and your family to live there for 3 months, 90 days. And while you're there, the Good Neighbor Center support staff supports these families. Job search, housing searches, all sorts of different wraparound services. And they just do such a good job of that. And even after the families have moved on and they've found stable housing, once a month, the Good Neighbor Center prepares a food and hygiene box for everybody. So they get support even after they leave. So you can find them. They have a website, and they're also on Facebook, where they post their most current needs once a week, and it always starts off with diapers, as you can imagine. And so WOLF has a history with Good Neighbor Center where we've supported them with food donations over time. A crew went and built a bunch of bunk beds there We've donated time and energy in all sorts of ways, and recently we've been cooking a dinner for the families and the staff. I think it's once a month. Once a month. Okay. Yeah, and they're so appreciative of that. And every time I call to get some clarification on this sort of thing, and I could barely get my sentence out where she says, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Tell everybody thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So they just love having that help, and they deserve it, and they do one heck of a really good job. So if you're able, be generous. Thank you.
To Rosie and Nora, thank you. And thank you to you all for your generosity. Right. We'll do our affirmation. Even with salt, yes.
We are able to give, for many do not have that privilege. Let us be grateful for all those who share your gifts with us, for we are enriched by their giving. And let us be grateful even for our means, so that we may learn from the generosity of others.
So I'd like to invite any children up who would like to come up for our story this morning. So our story is called Opal Lee and What It Means to Be Free, and it's written by Alice Faye Duncan and Keturah Boo Boo. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you. And this is an abridged version of this story. Happy Juneteenth Jamboree. Come and join the fun. Opal Lee waved to her great-grandson as he barreled across the park. He ripped past picnic tables and hurried past a choir and to the tree where Opal Lee held court. Her braided hair was a silver crown. Great-granddear, Buddy called, tell us a Juneteenth story. When Opal Lee had been a child, Granddaddy Zach told freedom stories on his wooden porch. Opal Lee remembered his words and began. Once upon a time, a blazing sun, black bodies were bought and sold like cattle. Men plowed the fields but were not allowed to own land. Black women cooked the food but were not allowed to feast on roasts and ribs. Black children cleaned the schoolhouses but were not allowed to read and write. Reading and learning were against the law. Slavery was a thief. American slavery dragged on like a plague until January 1st, 1863. That is when President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. However, Texas was big and far away from President Lincoln. White masters defied his words. Black bodies remained in bondage. The year was 1865. The day was June 19th. Gordon Granger marched into Galveston with Union Army troops. The general spoke these righteous words. The people of Texas are informed that, in accordance with a proclamation from the executive of the United States, all slaves are free. Singing filled the air. Happy tears rolled down like rain. Black families leapt through cotton fields and played tambourines. It was a day of jubilee. Opal Lee told the children, remember my words. Remember I say, Juneteenth is bigger than Texas, bigger than singing or dancing bands. Juneteenth is freedom rising, and freedom is for everyone. Juneteenth is you and me. Buddy tugged her sleeve. Great grandeur, what was Juneteenth like when you were a kid? Opal Lee unwrapped another story. Blacks and whites lived separately when I was a child. Black families were banned from Forest Park Zoo, except for one day a year. On Juneteenth, we could picnic, party, and ride the Ferris wheel. I hated that zoo. I loved it, too. The birdhouse was my favorite. An angry mob with flaming sticks burned my family's brand new home. The police made no arrests. My family moved away, and yet the embers of that burn, the fire still lives in me. I learned a big lesson that Juneteenth day. Freedom is a golden coin. Struggle makes it shine. And no matter how long it takes for freedom to stretch across the land, I will keep on teaching. I will keep on reaching. I will keep on walking. I will keep on talking. I will raise my voice on the prairie and the mountaintops until freedom rings. The children lifted their hands, freedom and hope and joy divine. Juneteenth means it's freedom time. Opal Lee studied their shining faces, black, brown, bronze, gold, tan, white, freckles. As the children dashed away, she marveled at the bright future. She whispered, remember my words for safekeeping. Remember what I say. Freedom is for everyone. Juneteenth is you and me. And Juneteenth is this week, and many people are celebrating next weekend. So let's sing our children out. Tradition. And we begin with a Father's Day prayer adapted from Amy Jones. Today is Father's Day, so we take this moment to hold a space for all that might mean to us, whether we have a father or are a father. Today we hold all kinds of fathers. Those who wanted to, those who didn't, biological fathers, stepfathers, trans fathers, and those who fathered just because a child needed a father. We hold those longing to become fathers. We hold fathers and children kept apart by borders and war, lost connection, estrangement, abandonment, and death. We hold fathers who regret. We hold children who regret. But we especially hold and thank all the dads, fathers, and papas who show up every day to love the children who need them. Relationships with dads can be complicated. So please take a moment to breathe in whatever serves you and breathe out whatever does not. Let's take a moment of silence.
This song has three parts. We're going to sing all three parts, but you choose which one you like. Or go back and forth.
When I breathe in, I breathe in peace. When I breathe out, I'll breathe out love. When I breathe in, I'll breathe in peace. When I breathe out, I'll breathe out love. When I breathe in, I'll breathe in peace. When I breathe out, I'll breathe out love. When I breathe in,
special music group to the stage, Kara, A Safe Place to Land. Made some adjustments this morning, so while they're getting set up, I will still do our little reading this morning. I am learning that getting well in community is liberation. We are interdependent. When one of us attains freedom, it elicits or rekindles that longing in each of us. When we learn to feel, when we learn to stand with each other in feeling, when we learn to tune into the wisdom of our bodies, to love ourselves, to love each other, we are doing the unthinkable. We are creating new worlds of possibility. It is our duty to fight for freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love each other and protect each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains.
Holding your breath is safer than breathing. When letting go is braver than keeping. When innocent words turn to lies, and you can't hide the pain by closing your eyes. When pain that they offer, like a kiss from the lips of a monster. You know the famine so well, but you've never met the feast. When home is the belly of the beast, the ocean. The boat beneath you is sinking. don't need room for your bags. Hope's all that you have. Say the Lord's Prayer twice. Hold your babies tight. Surely someone will reach out a hand and show you a safe place to live. Flames being told to stand still, the windows wide open, the sleep is on faith. Don't know who will catch you, maybe somebody will. The ocean is wild and over your head, the boat babies tight. Surely someone will reach out a hand and show you a safe place to land. Be the hand of a hopeful stranger, a little scared but you're strong enough. Be the light in the dark of the stranger till the sun comes up. Be the hand of a hopeful stranger, a little scared but you're strong enough. Be the light of the dark in this danger till the sun comes up. 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 Till the sun.
Yesterday, millions of people said no. They rose in the streets. Over 10,000 people rose here in the Portland area. People said no to a military parade held on the president's birthday. They said no to ICE arresting law-abiding refugees and immigrants. They said no to the attacks on the rights of women and LGBTQI people. They said no to ignoring the rule of law, the First Amendment, and breaking the Constitution's checks and balances. All week, people have been saying no to ICE, to unfair detentions, kidnappings, and disappearances of their families, friends, and neighbors. This happened most vividly in Los Angeles, but it has been happening across the United States, including 2 days ago in Newburgh, where so many are suffering those losses. Millions of Americans want this country to be a safe place for everyone. yesterday together, people created an intense energy, the intense energy needed for the work to stop the growing of fascism. And our next step is to take that energy and use it to move in to the next right thing. Power concedes nothing without a demand, Frederick Douglass, an abolitionist and former slave, famously said, "It never did, and it never will." And we saw the power, too, sprouting up from place to place. A man so enraged by the propaganda from the extreme right killed a Democratic Wisconsin representative and her husband. Two cars drove into crowds. Americans cheered a $35 million military parade. Police and federal agents, including here in Portland, used violence to move peaceful and nonviolent protesters away. And Israel, supported with our money and our weapons, emboldened by the world's non-action to their genocide in Gaza, bombed Iran, creating deep instability across the Middle East. Still, yesterday's marches were exceptionally inspiring and energizing. And so we must now take that energy to do the next right thing, to continue to take on power directly. One reason so many showed yesterday was their pain and grief for all the ways the administration hurts people every day, and it is clear they have no intention of stopping that. There is so much for all of us to grieve. The other reason people showed up is an active hope that we can change this. People have done this before. They have healed together and grown power together. Black people have been struggling against power for centuries in the United States, with successes, as Juneteenth reminds us. So have brown people and poor people of every race and women and LGBTQI people. And we can keep doing this and increase our power, because there are more of us than them. As Adrienne Marie Brown reminded us, it is our duty to fight for freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love each other and protect each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains. And people are pushing back against power and winning. Judges have said no. And yesterday, the administration said they would stop raids on workplaces. This pressure seems to have been from business leaders more than the millions marching, but it does take everyone to use whatever leverage they have. So this morning, what I would like us to do is to consider our own grief, our own hope, and imagine how we can ride the energy of yesterday in our own lives to do the next right thing. So the first thing that I would like us to do is to take out the little cards you were given. If you don't have a card, you can raise your hand, and I'm sure there's somebody who can hand them to you. And I want you to write on this card what you have been despairing of in the last few weeks. And look what I have. Oh, my goodness. So everybody write, and there's pencils in the front of your chairs. Yeah. Here you go. So write something that has given you pain and you've despaired or struggled with in the last 5 months. So we'd like to invite people, if you're willing, to share something that you wrote, pain you're holding, a despair. And Ashley, you can raise your hand, and Ashley will bring the mic to you.
The fear of knowing there are armed ICE agents hunting fellow humans like they are prey.
Disinformation and lies that fuel hate and fear.
The dismantling of progress, be it in health, education, ecology, and world peace.
The cruelty of this administration.
The anger of the Democrats and the Republicans against each other. We've gotten so that we don't even want to listen to each other.
Threats to the medical care of millions of people.
That it seems that fear is winning over love.
Attacks on press freedom.
My parents wholeheartedly support this.
Total lack of empathy, mercy, and human values on the part of those in the administration, and the blinding of people to any kind of scientific truth, and so on, the lies everywhere.
Threats to the right to marry. Virtually unimpeded destruction of democratic norms.
The amount of chemicals being pumped into the environment that are poisoning us.
So we have one more over here, and then that will be our last.
Oh, just all the federal workers losing their jobs. And it seems that it's just so much negativity out there wherever you go, and that's kind of challenging.
Reversing our progress on renewable energy.
Positivity and hope of yesterday has given me courage to speak up and have a conversation with my brother in New York, who is very opposite of my beliefs.
So I would like to take this salt to put in the water to remind us of our own tears and the tears of so many who are suffering. Now I'd like you to take a few moments and write down something that gives you hope and has been giving you hope. So Ashley will take the mic around again, and we would love to hear what is giving you hope.
the children of this country, because I believe that they will right these wrongs one day.
The huge and growing number of people who are willing to fight back, even if it's dangerous, emotionally or even physically, it's rising. And my hope is that we can keep it going.
Family, faith, community, music, and friendships.
The sheer number of people that were out yesterday gives me the biggest hope that I've had in a long time.
I'd like to say it's positive that everybody's out there resisting. I think I agree the kids are our future, and I appreciate that everybody who stands up, including all the organizations and institutions who refuse to bend the knee. And then I have lots of signs in my yard and my car, always have, and people drive by and wave at me and give me the thumbs up. So thank you, everybody.
Just before I walked in this morning, I called the Tigard non-emergency police line. And I was told that Tigard alone had upwards of 1,500 protesters yesterday.
That this world, even in all the pain, with the pain, has abundance. And being mindful of that abundance in our community and creativity and love, that we thrive to support our efforts in resistance.
Whole towns coming out and supporting people who have been detained illegally and gotten them back.
This world will outlive them.
I was at graduation, PSU, College of Education. The diversity of the students and social justice is in their hearts.
We're taking a personal approach to the challenges and planning our wedding. And we... And we are planning a wedding around the theme, we are in each other's care. And we mean as a couple, as families, and as communities. And this is one of the most wonderful communities to be a part of.
We have two new grandbabies, great-grandbabies, in our family, and they force us to look for things to be hopeful about. And yesterday in downtown Portland, the huge numbers of resistors and just the good spirits among people was really a cause for hope.
The growing number of people who are healing and waking up and realizing that we need to live in better ways, more in tune with the environment.
This congregation.
And yesterday's resistance in Tigard. Saturday on 99W is brilliant. Thousands of people are in a parking lot trying to get wherever they're going, and they were honking.
I have hope that many people who opted to vote in the direction where we are headed now may start to see some light in the cracks and in the air of their ways, including my parents.
I'm grateful and hopeful for the bravery of folks like Alex Padilla and how he inspires so many of us to be brave too.
In my experience, chaos equals opportunity, and I see a lot of opportunity in the moment.
I felt so encouraged by the protest as I realized how much we outnumber them. And we all were coming together. So I would say, exist, I would really recommend it because it's incredibly uplifting, whether you write letters or donate money or protest.
I take hope in the fact that most of the time the courts decide against the administration's stupid moves.
I am so heartened by all of the people that are now saying, I didn't vote for that.
I'm grateful for all of the alternative media that are speaking out against the administration.
It. But I'm going to place these flowers in this water for hope. You couldn't go to Betsy. These flowers represent the hope and bounty and abundance of our world in these times.
Okay, I was so heartened. I went to the Clackamas one by the Clackamas Town Center, and there were thousands and thousands of people. And a good friend of mine was one of the ones with the megaphone leading chants. And so I still have the words ringing in my ears, tell me what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like.
So the last thing we're going to write about is something that you specifically can do to resist this summer. And so this last one might feel a little more difficult because everything is so complicated. It can feel like a spinning whirl of sound bites and images, and it's difficult to reach out and grab onto something tangible that one can do. So I'm going to give you a few ideas. So one way that we're going to get out of this is nonviolent non-cooperation. This means organizing to create actions that shut down what is essential for a functioning society. During the current president's first term, the government was shut down during budget fights, and traffic controllers and TSA agents were working without pay. Flight attendants, citing safety concerns, said they were going to strike. Since no air travel was completely unacceptable, nearly immediately the administration made concessions to end the shutdown. We need to prepare for the next versions of this. So do not be alone right now. One action is to find two or three others to support us in our resistance. Stay in touch with each other and decide what to do together. Another thing to be done is to make your relationships stronger and build new relationships. We are in a loneliness epidemic, which makes fascism more likely to grow. So we need to help people come out of loneliness shells, which is difficult, and be in relationship. We can care for the people who are closest to us and then move toward people who are suffering more so that we can reach out and help them too. And we can do this in our own congregation by helping at the three homeless shelters where we have relationships, including Good Neighbors, who we heard about this morning. And there's more information in the e-blast about how to do that. We can house trans people and immigrants who need safe places. And if this is something of interest to you, you can talk to me or email me about it, even when I'm on study leave and vacation. It's so important. Other possible actions include signing up for our social justice newsletter and taking the actions described there. Information is in the e-blast. Call Congress. They need sheer numbers of calls to influence legislation in Congress. When a lot of people call, they start getting nervous. Read and learn deeply about issues you care about. Support unions and show up for local and national actions. Take care of ourselves, building energy and capacity in our own beings. We can bend the moral arc of the universe towards justice. We can help the sun rise. So why don't you take a moment and write down something that you think you can do this summer that can help resistance, building on this energy we have developed yesterday. So we'd love to hear from people who would like to share.
I'll go first. You might think this is about marriage and weddings, but no. We have both joined the Portland Raging Grannies. We are newly fled. And as most of you, some of you may not know, this is a wonderful group of people who get dressed up in aprons and hats and all kinds of outfits and travel about and sing new words to old songs at protests and so on. And generally can carry a message that perhaps can be heard in a different way because of how we present. So we're looking forward to earning our granny wings over the summer at protest.
Yay. Anybody else? What are you guys going to do?
I'm going to be continuing to write more articles, and I'll also be doing more housing and support work for the trans community. We've got a nice house, a few spare bedrooms, and we can also fund some other folks. So we're going to keep at it.
I just wanted to add a footnote that the grannies were started elsewhere, but the Portland chapter was incubated here among some of the members.
There's a free app called 5calls.org. If you put your zip code in, it gives you the 5 representatives you should call that day for whatever issue is going on.
5calls.org.
Make posters for others to carry. That's what somebody over in the YEAST congregation and I did yesterday.
It's probably been said, and I know Tracy touched on it, but I am going to contact the GOP representatives. I've been fearful of interacting with them. I feel very grateful for my representatives, my Democratic ones, but I'm going to push the GOP ones.
I agree. Also, remember to thank our legislators for having the courage to push back. And it takes that pat on the back sometimes to keep us going. So they need it too.
Continue to advocate for nonviolence, not only in its own right, but as the most effective way to bring about change.
One of my favorite signs all day yesterday was, even the introverts are out here protesting. Oh, you know it's bad.
Three things. One, I'm going to keep being a safe person for my friends and family to talk to. Two, I'm going to continue boycotting businesses that support this administration and the genocide in Gaza. And three, I'm going to stay alive.
So we're going to sing. Nobody's going to...
Ain't going to let nobody.
And at the same time, Ashley and I are going to be passing out these little stones. And these are stones to help you remember your commitments. They're solid and hard and clear like hope, and they can help us remember what we're committing to do.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching on to freedom land. Ain't gonna let Nervous Nelly turn me around, turn me around, oh, turn me around. Ain't gonna let Nervous Nelly turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching on to freedom land. Ain't gonna let Chief Bridget turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let Chief Bridget turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching on to freedom land. Ain't gonna let Mayor Kelly turn me around, turn me around, oh, turn me around. Ain't gonna let Mayor Kelly turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching on to freedom land. Ain't gonna let segregation turn me around, turn me around, oh, turn me around. Ain't gonna let segregation turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching on to freedom land. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, oh, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching on to freedom land.
Yesterday at the downtown march, people chanted, "My love for my neighbor will overcome my fear of the fascists. Let it be so." We extinguish this flame, but not the vision and compassion of this faith. May they stay with all of you until we meet again. We will now sing Carry the Flame. The front will face the back. We will hold hands across the aisles if you like holding hands. Otherwise, don't.